Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV on this beautiful Monday morning, June 22nd, 10:30 a.m. I hope that you're awake. Get your coffee. Go ahead and go out for a quick run, but don't take too long because this morning I have an amazing friend who actually was on the original Trick Podcast of Joy. I think it's been maybe 5-6 years. She is a pageant winner. She is an entrepreneur, a marketing specialist, and most of all, a mentor to our own daughter, Canela. And so I want to just introduce you, Erica Apke, who is here with us from Northern California. And she's here to give us some advice, especially for those out there who are creatives and who are entrepreneur types who are saying, what the heck just happened to my life? And how do I get back up? So Erica Apke, welcome to the show. How are you up there?
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm blessed to be in beautiful Napa Valley, California. So the weather is just gorgeous here. Thank you so much. It's lovely to see you again.
Likewise. As I was telling the viewers, and by the way, I want to just mention to my audience, make sure you leave a comment below. Share this broadcast with your friends. If you have a future star, if you have an entrepreneur in your home, if you yourself are a creative, make sure that you share this broadcast, comment below, and at the end, we will have some Q&A. So, Erica, tell me, as I was saying, it's been a few years. You remember when we first met? What were we doing? I think you were on a stage somewhere winning something.
Meet at the Miss Long Beach pageant. I feel like we met at church.
Oh, yes, yes. That's right. That's right, huh? Yeah, we met at 7th Street Church. I don't know how. Did I maybe approach you and said, hey, can you help my daughter be as amazing as you are?
I think that was probably how it happened, not to pop my own collar there. But I remember being at church, and I remember we were on two different sides. We didn't know each other yet, but we were there to help others, and we were there to have good, positive influence in our lives. And of course, through faith and through being blessed, we were able to meet, and I had the privilege of helping your daughter win Miss Teen Long Beach.
That's right. Yes, she did in 2017. I remember clearly probably the thing that, I mean, this is like Father's Day weekend, so I'm going to just get a little emotional here. But you coming over to our home, just in this very place where I'm sitting now, and you walking up and down, teaching Canela how to walk the runway. And that it wasn't just the technique, but it's just your time and your heart, really. Have you always had that heart to help young girls succeed?
It is so important that we share what we know with other people, especially people who are younger than us. And just being in those moments where you lift someone up and you see that light bulb go off in their head, it's an honor to be a part of. So even something as simple as learning to walk in heels, I didn't have anyone teach me. I learned through YouTube and through watching and through practicing, through falling. It's just a huge honor to be in somebody's life and be a teacher and to share your knowledge. And that's the true definition of legacy, right? Mm.
I think that your legacy is definitely, I mean, I guess to just go with that, really is wide. What was that always a dream of yours to leave a legacy behind?
I think my dream started out, I've always wanted to help people. Mm. And but in a selfish way, because it does make me feel good about me. Helping others is a form of healing for me. And when I'm not helping others, I get unhappy. So as far as legacy goes, now that I'm getting a little older, I'm really learning that what I want to do is teach others. So in working on my master's degree, I'll be hopefully a college professor one day, and will even help college students achieve their academic goals. So
it's powerful.
It's just come to a natural state in my life where I would love to help other people, and it is very powerful.
Yeah. So we have been definitely touched by your life. So let's go back a little bit in time. I think if people know you online, you're a very successful marketer, social media person, trainer, someone who gives and trains other people. But take us back to maybe your early childhood and maybe those first impressions, those first signs that you noticed in you wanting to help other people. Did you notice that early in life?
I did notice that early in life. And I also noticed that you can't help others before you help yourself. Okay. So it's important that we learn first and foremost, and that we take care of our mental health, our physical health, so that way we have the power to help other people. But I honestly grew up very, very shy, too shy to speak to anyone. I was even too shy to get on the phone and order a pizza. I would actually cry. So I wasn't much help, and I just realized that I wanted to be an empowered person so that I could help other people with in any way that I could. So in growing up being shy, I pushed myself to learn how to speak to a group of people, which is the most common fear that people have, is public speaking, and just pushed myself to learn all that I could about life and about people. And it absolutely makes sense that I'm earning a master's degree in becoming a people expert in social science. So,
yeah. So you've continuing that journey to help and to serve other people. Now, we were talking about empathy and kind of how these days, I guess, to maybe get into the first layer of our time here together, we were talking about how right now a lot of empaths and creatives, they are absorbing so much fear that's in the air, so much even maybe violence that is seen on TV, and we don't always know what to do with that. How have you been, what has been your experience these last few months with empathy?
In being a extremely empathetic person, I have to remind myself on a daily basis that before we can help others, we have to help ourselves, as selfish as that sounds. And so in taking in all of this information and feeling for others and what they're going through, because that's the definition of being an empath, you can really put yourself behind somebody's eyeballs and really try your best to see the world as they see it. But it's been a daily exercise to do things for myself that help me keep center. Mm-hmm. So that way I can be the best person that I can be, both online and just in person through the small interactions that I have had. And that includes daily exercise, like my inner narrative. I definitely have my own inner bully. And sometimes I am not the nicest person to myself. So I do a daily exercise of speaking to myself gently and with compassion. The way that I want to treat other people, I make sure that that's how I'm treating myself. So yeah. I would encourage anyone out there who's listening, who really feels for other people, whether it's Black Lives Matter or transgender populations who are experiencing so much during this Pride Month, that there's so many people out there who are going through trauma. And it's not just trauma that they're going through that's bad enough, but it's the shame and the aftermath of trauma and the healing process that we're all going through all of our different traumas, that is truly astounding and interesting. And I just hope that everyone out there is practicing self-love on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. We were encouraging me to do some yoga, and we were talking about, you know, kind of what can help empaths and creatives. Much of my audience are creatives, empaths, success-driven people. Can you walk us through a little bit of kind of what your yoga practice is like, and what do you do to practice that?
Well, first it starts with talking myself into it, right?
That's step one, right? Get there.
Because, I think everyone out there can relate to that. We never really want to get out there and do it. We sit on the couch and we think about it. Oh, I just want to get up right now. But yeah. Once you do that and you just take that first step, that's the hardest part, right?
Yeah.
And I go out in my garden, which is where I am now, and I just lay out in the sun and I do what feels good. So I'll start off slow because it was hard just getting out here in the first place. so I'll just start off slow and just stretch in a way that feels good. But one thing that I love about yoga that you probably know about it too is the inner narrative that you have through yoga and the breathing techniques. And it might sound silly to some people, but just doing a stretch and telling yourself that you are valued, you are worth it, reminding yourself that you are worth this time of being out here in the garden and taking these deep breaths. You're worth taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's so recentering. I wish the world would be a better place if everyone did yoga.
I've seen those right here on the bluff, you know, here in Long Beach, we have maybe hundreds, I don't know about these days, but hundreds of people practicing yoga on Saturday mornings, and it has that worldwide kind of coming together feel to it. Now, let's
see everyone in motion together.
Right. Warrior poses. It's quite a scene to watch. Now, let's go deeper into what's happening here, I guess, globally these days with fear and anxiety and with depression, panic, all these beautiful words that we often think about maybe not enough or too much. I don't know. What has been a moment? Have you had a moment this season that you thought, man, fear is really here at my doorstep? And what was that like for you?
Yes, actually, hearing the protests, the Black Lives Matter protests out on the street, and hearing the people's cries for equality, get a little emotional.
That's right. Yeah,
because it's such a beautiful thing, and to think about everything that people have gone through for hundreds of years, and to hear those protests just be right on your doorstep.
Wow.
Truly a powerful thing.
Wow. thank you for your emotion. Tell me how does it touch you so deeply?
It's something that I wish I could change, of course, is my first instinct. I just wish I could be a fairy godmother and wave a magic wand. And I'm sure a lot of people listening feel that way too. And so it's through our daily conviction to make a difference. And that right now, a lot through social media and through our daily actions and our daily thoughts of how can I be a better ally? How can I be not just not a racist, but an anti-racist? It's such a powerful thing to think about, especially these days. So especially being Native American. So I relate to that a lot because I am Native American, and it's important that we celebrate each other's differences. I've been thinking a lot about how we really are not a melting pot, and I don't like that word melting pot because it doesn't celebrate differences. We are, as Jane Elliott put it, who is an amazing social scientist, she said we are a salad bowl. And we should celebrate our differences, all of our different parts, all of our different colors and shape and background, and just recognize our differences and celebrate that.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing. It's beautiful to see how what's happening on a TV screen in front of our homes, on our streets, is personal. You know, it isn't just like, okay, the cops this, or the racist people that. It touches a nerve inside of us of compassion and of activism, of help. And it seems like that's what we need in the world, is more helping each other, more love. In terms of Black Lives Matter, or maybe Pride Week, some of these causes that are very close to your heart, how have you found yourself being a part and being a voice?
Definitely by being an activist online, and anyone who can search the hashtag ally, you're just seeing these beautiful conversations and beautiful narratives that hundreds, thousands, millions of people across the world are becoming a part of in promoting what they're doing on a daily basis. And it's interesting to see how powerful social media has become. It's always been a powerful thing that can be used for bad or good. But when you're really having conversations online and you're connecting with hundreds or thousands of people about topics that matter to you, it's a really great way of being heard and a really great way for listening to others. So.
Now, let's, if you would invite us into your life with recovery, with trauma. Last time that we spoke, we talked about a few topics related to trauma and recovery. Where are you at now with that? What have you learned from your experiences in terms of trauma and recovery?
Absolutely. So all of us go through trauma, and anyone out there, no matter what trauma you've gone through, I think the worst part about trauma is the after effect, which usually involves a lot of self-blame. It involves a lot of shame. Maybe people even around you don't quite understand, and maybe they shame as well. And it's just this, you kind of become an inner bully maybe because you're just talking down to yourself. And to me, that's one of the worst parts of being, and one of the best parts to work through actually in working through trauma is recognizing what's happening on the inside and really taking a look at yourself. And for me, with the pandemic happening and being able to slow my life down, being able to focus on my inner narrative and changing the way I talk to myself has really been very empowering and very life-changing. So for anyone who wants to look into that more, changing your inner narrative and the way that you are dealing with your trauma, because if you don't deal with it, it just becomes this bigger monster. That has absolutely been a really important part of my life. And I'm not thankful that the pandemic gave me that opportunity, but it certainly did.
Yeah. Now, someone that sees you, you know, you are Miss Golden State. Tell me the full name of it.
Miss Golden State World.
Actually. Yes,
Miss Golden. Part of the Miss World organization, and okay. It's truly a remarkable organization.
And I can't get waiting. I want to get into that in just a second. But what I was thinking is, someone sees you and thinks, "What kind of trauma could this young lady go through?" For someone who is maybe younger or who's maybe not as successful, quote unquote, what can you say about the hidden traumas that often are behind the screen? What is your experience with your outside persona and yet the reality of what you're going through on the inside?
I would tell that young person that through trauma comes triumph, and it's working through trauma that gives you those best moments in life where you can really say, wow, I've really been through something, but I overcame it and I'm a better person for it. So through trauma comes triumph.
Yeah, triumph comes triumph. So speaking of self-care, you know, self-care is such a powerful thing right now, whether it's diet or exercise. What does self-care do to the soul? What is the fruit of self-care? What have you experienced in your life?
It's life-changing when you pay attention to yourself and the way that you feel and just the way that you think. You mentioned diet, mm-hmm. and it makes me think about food, and a lot of people use food as a weapon. Say if you wanted to lose weight and you plan on going on a diet, it's such a harsh thing to do to yourself mentally and to your body to tell yourself, well, you need to lose weight. And watching the way you think and seeing those patterns and recognizing that that's not a good way to think, right? You're shaming yourself. In having that piece of cake, it shouldn't be viewed as a treat. It should be viewed as, it's okay to want that. Mm. It's okay to be the size that you are and to have that self-acceptance. So I don't like to even preach about body shaming or shaming yourself for not being the weight that you want, just to be specific about the type of self-care of dieting and physical health. It should be about what makes you happy and what do you really want.
Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears a bit. So in terms of Ms. Golden State World 2020, tell me a little bit about the cause that it represents and why you're so excited about it.
I'm so excited about it because this is a form of healing for me. And a lot of people, I think pageants are outdated or not feminist. And there are strong, powerful women who participate in pageants. And that's why, you know, I just want to send the message that pageants are modern. Pageants are for women who are strong and powerful and are change makers or want to make a bigger difference in the world. People like Oprah Winfrey, the woman who played Wonder Woman, and her name is...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can see her, but yeah.
But those are women who participate in these activities, and it's truly about building friendships. I have women that I am friends with all over the world because of these events that I participate in. But it's also especially about having your moment and having that self-love in that moment. There's nothing more empowering than being able to go up on stage in a dress that you chose and smile and have a great time for yourself. And yes, you're part of a pageant, and being judged is part of it, because of course, that's the premise of a pageant. But it's really about celebrating differences and celebrating women. Yeah,
and I can attest to that from our own daughter, as I mentioned at the beginning, how she definitely was empowered by your mentorship and also winning and being a part of the pageant. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's a big moment. And I just want everyone to have that moment where the light is shining on them and they just feel so wonderful about themselves. It's truly amazing.
Now, I was thinking about marketing and how, whether it's social media or winning a pageant, these days, obviously, marketing is so important. And I wanted to ask you, you're as a marketing expert, what have you noticed are the things that people are doing well, or maybe things that people can improve upon in terms of marketing in the middle of this pandemic?
Yes, marketing is, now it's all about social media, right? Because nobody's, well, you can go inside of a store, but you have to wear a mask. So seeing businesses that are really supporting these requirements and making sure that when you enter, you're wearing a mask and you're keeping other people safe. But for instance, here in Napa Valley, we're in the wine industry, and typically you see all of the wine sales in store. Now we're seeing it.
You froze up there for a second. Let's see if it comes back. It just froze for just a second. Let's see. We're going to try to get you back on here in just a minute. It's still frozen a bit. Let's see. We'll be just working this out in just a minute. Okay, I kind of got you there for a second, and you're still frozen.
I'm frozen.
Okay, we can hear the audio, so that's good. Okay, there you are. Now we can see you. Okay. Yeah, you're back. Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
Maybe your neighbor got a Netflix suddenly. Who knows what happened?
Right?
Yeah.
And Netflix, it's funny how slow Wi-Fi has been. I've definitely had those moments where I get kicked off of Netflix, and I just wonder, is everyone else in the world watching Netflix?
Probably. You're frozen, but your audio is coming across, so we'll just keep going.
Okay. I'm like, and I'll check my Wi-Fi.
Okay, too. Yeah. I hear your audio, but your video's frozen.
Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah, we're fine. You can keep going. The audio's coming across very clear. And you're frozen on a very nice picture, by the way, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
You're smiling.
So it's like I'm just my mouth wide open.
Yeah. Right.
But through marketing, you know, now is the time to make sure your website is up to date. Now is the time to make sure you're on Facebook and Instagram and experimenting with new apps like TikTok. If you have not heard of TikTok, it is hilarious, the videos that people are creating.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to watch. You can just get lost watching that for hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. What can people, what are people doing that maybe isn't helping them in terms of marketing online?
Maybe isn't helping them?
Yeah, that isn't helping. Like, should people post more? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, if you're not part of relevant conversations, and when I say relevant conversations, don't be afraid of expressing your opinion as a business. Mm. And don't be afraid of supporting events or hashtags that are important to you. Just going back to Black Lives Matter, for instance, you know, if that's something that's meaningful to you, you should be posting about it and being part of that conversation. Don't be afraid to, not every post should be about your business. It should also be about things that are really important to other people. And it's a space for you to stand up on your soapbox and tell people what you think and be part of that narrative.
So. Absolutely. I find that to be true, even as a, podcaster, the more that, that the guest or the host expresses just true opinion, the better everything comes across and people can decide, you know, do I agree or do I, am I learning something new? That's very, very good advice.
Even if you're losing followers, I have a friend in Louisiana who owns a business, and he expressed that he was losing followers because he posted a few things, Black Lives Matter. And I said, well, at least you're sincere.
Yes.
It's so important to be sincere, and people can tell when you're not. So be genuine, because you only live once, right? YOLO.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I think speaking of that, what maybe something that I maybe would like to once again go back to perhaps, it's this idea of how we are dealing with this pandemic as creative types. Maybe I should just be honest with myself. Maybe that'll help the conversation. So for me as an empath, as a creative, I was mentioning to you, I love being on stage. I love performing isn't the right word, but maybe it's impacting, influencing, singing and speaking to people in front of people. And the lack of that connectivity has been really hard on my mental health, often doubting my significance, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, panic attacks, and then, of course, all of the mental games that go with that. Oh, no, this is the end. And it all really comes back to that ego, I guess, that longs to be admired. And I've been doing a lot of inner work for, 20 years. And part of it, I feel shame that I'm not stronger than I am, that somehow all that work is like, where did it go? Have you felt anything like that? And can you tell us more about that?
I absolutely feel for you. Anxiety can be a really hairy, sticky monster that's hard to get away from. So in working through that anxiety, you've got to change that inner narrative. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. We have to also remember it's okay to feel however we feel, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to feel the way that you feel right now, and to miss being with people is absolutely human. To miss being able to have a face-to-face conversation is absolutely human. And I know with you that having those conversations is a daily part of your life, so of course you're going to miss it, right? So I would just encourage you and anyone out there who feels the same way to keep holding on and find little pockets of joy that can bring you that feeling again. And maybe that's through this webinar, through having more conversations online, and through just continuing to do the work that you do the best way that you can do it.
It's beautiful. Well, let's continue down this path of advice, because I think that's very important. I have another friend that, and I want to just mention the case as a case study, I guess. She also is an entrepreneur and also used to being in person with clients and with people. And she was just, I mentor her, and she was just saying, I don't know what to do. None of my plans are panning out, or all of my plans that I had prior to this are have gone by the wayside. And I think that she is dealing with a lot of fear, am I going to be able to come out of this okay? Can you relate to that? And what are some of the practices that someone like her can do?
Absolutely. I mean, fear is what drives us, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if fear drives us more than praise does, but giving yourself some praise for making it as far as you have, praise yourself just for making it through the day, because everyone is going through the same thing right now. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe we get so stuck in our own heads. We get so stuck with our day to day that it's important to remind ourselves that we are all going through this together, even though we are apart. And we all have these daily challenges that we just need to praise ourselves for getting out of bed in the morning, praise ourselves for being able to even make it to the lawn to start to do yoga, or praise yourself for even doing just 10 sit-ups. Mm-hmm. We have to be easier on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just so used to this society where we go as fast as we can, as hard as we can. We do as many things as we can throughout the day. And it's just so important that we stop and just praise ourselves for doing as little or as much as we could do in that moment.
Yes. Excellent advice. Excellent. Thank you for that. What do you think, just looking out, maybe just one last thought here, in terms of looking forward to the rest of this year? You know, we're here June, almost July, 4th of July, the summer is here, and yet everything is changing. What, maybe using those empathic gifts and that really, you know, heart that you have to love others, serve others, what do you see happening the rest of this year? How can creatives, empaths survive the rest of this year and maybe thrive moving towards joy?
Absolutely. In keeping joy in mind, it's important that we take care of others, so that we first and foremost take care of ourselves. That's how we can have the ability to help others. So praising yourself on a daily basis, giving yourself kudos and a pat on the back for even just the smallest achievement of just getting out of bed and getting that cup of coffee and getting started in the morning. Through remembering how important it is to wear a mask when you're going out, to keep other people safe and not just you. And also to be a part of the change that needs to happen in our nation and in our world, of keeping the conversation going as an ally to the LGBTQ community, as an ally to the Black community, and in continuing to do those things and making those your daily practice and staying strong. We are so going to pull through 2020, and we are going to hope that 2021 is going to be way more fun, because we all need a vacation from our vacation.
I like that. We need a vacation from this vacation, right?
Yes, we do.
So, you know, I go back and forth in this season between perspective of God is up to something, and we're, you know, I'm speaking on Sundays through Moses crossing the Red Sea, and there's a lot of beautiful images there that touch my heart. And then the next day, it's all gone. I'm like drowning in the ocean. I'm just thinking, where did God go? And it seems like what I love about what you're saying is that it's all okay, that sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, and that self-acceptance is very important in these moments. Where did you get that perspective from, this maybe quiet calmness that you have?
This quiet calmness comes from a lot of thinking. I am perhaps an overthinker. Okay. there. But just in this self-acceptance space that I am still working on.
Okay.
It is always a work in progress. But I think I've always had the perception that I need to be perfect. And okay. It's not until recently that I've just decided, I just made that decision that it's okay to not be perfect. And in fact, I don't want to be perfect. I want to be me. So.
Wow. The gift of imperfection, as Brené calls it. Yeah. Perfectionism is something that creatives, we deal with that because we feel like we're judged by our perfectionism, how perfect we look or how perfect we perform.
Yes, how perfect you want your work to be, no matter what kind of creative work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you just have to pull yourself aside, give yourself a time out and just be like, well, what does perfect mean look like to you? Like, when is it going to be perfect? When are you going to stop waiting for things to be perfect in order for you to show off that painting that you did, or in order for you to show off the website you just made, or in order for you to go out and to the beach and wear a bikini and not be afraid of all your wobbly bits. It's like, I think a lot of people are waiting for life to be perfect before they do things, but life is just passing you by. So it's important to just go out there and be you. Don't be perfect. Yeah.
You know, I have you here, and there are a few things that are coming up that I really would love to ask you in some ways because of our daughters and other young girls. In terms of dating and relationships, you know, we have three teens, a young boy and two older daughters. And this is the age, right, where they're thinking, how do I figure this out? How do I find the right guy? How do I be the right person? What advice do you have for young Gen Zs, I guess they are now, those 16 to 22-year-olds, in terms of dating and relationships?
It is so tough. The dating scene is it's always been tough, and it's going to continue to be tough, and it's just tough.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think, I grew up watching the perfect Disney movies, not to knock Disney, but I grew up thinking, you know, I'm going to be a princess and one day it's just all going to be perfect and that guy is just going to be the perfect one. But first of all, step one is you have to stop looking, because you need to first and foremost love yourself before you can love somebody else. And number two is just recognizing that you need to just let it happen naturally as it will. Don't force it, and just have fun and live in the moment of now, because if you're just, like I was saying before, if you're just waiting to live your life or waiting for something, you're in this moment of pause in life, and you're putting your life on pause when you need to just get out there and live it and have fun every moment that you can. So that would be my dating advice.
That's awesome.
For any young person. And it's more important to meet people in person. Don't be falling in love online or on social media. It's important that you know yourself, and then that you build a relationship and a friendship with someone before you dive right in. Because it takes a long time to get to know somebody, right? It took me, I'm 30, I'm still getting to know myself. Right.
It's so true. Well, Erica, I wanted just to ask you one last question, and that is, I remember you obviously as a creator of dresses, and now you're doing many things. What are you engaged in these days? What are you looking forward to here the rest of this year?
For the rest of this year, I'm such a summer person that I just look forward to spending this summer in the sun. And taking those moments with my family, a lot of self-reflection, and we all can take the time now. There are no excuses now to not take the time to self-reflect and do things that we never thought we would have time for. Like, I just picked up a ukulele and I'm trying to get good at it. and just do things for myself this year in going back to school, getting a degree, in focusing on my career as a marketing consultant who will one day work with organizations to help them with social studies and better understand the way that organizations work and how they can sell products in a meaningful way without just selling people a basic product. In 2020, I really look forward to going to Miss US World. I'll be going to New Orleans for the first time.
Wow.
And I'm just looking forward to what that looks like, mask or no mask.
Is that in the fall? When is that?
That will be in November. So right around the election. And that's such an exciting part of this year too, is standing up for what I think is right and casting my vote this November. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, what a beautiful conversation, Erica. How can people get a hold of you? I'm sure you've touched a lot of hearts here today, or whether they're watching this on the replay. How can people connect with you? How can people reach you?
Absolutely. I would love to connect with anyone out there. Just look for Miss Golden State.
Okay.
Miss Golden State, Erica Apke on Instagram is the best way to reach me. I haven't figured out TikTok yet or Snapchat, so I'm behind the times. Just find me on Instagram.
Instagram it is. That's wonderful. Erica, thank you so much for being here. You are just a combination of such kindness and drive. I really appreciate you being here. Is there anything that you would like to say before we go to encourage our audience?
Thank you, David. I just appreciate your time so much. And just get out there and start practicing your daily self-love. It might sound cheesy to some people, but it is life-changing. So,
thank you. Yeah, well, thank you again. And I want to just thank our audience for being here. As I said, whether you're watching this live right now or on the replay, please leave your comments below. I encourage you to leave a comment, whether you're on Periscope, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We would love to see those comments, and Erica or I will go through those and answer any questions that you may have. Again, make sure that you reach out to Erica. She is a mentor and a creative type and someone who really wants to serve others. And so I would love to have you connect with her in any way. I know she's available, and we'll do what she can to help others. Once again, thank you, my dear audience, for your time. Make sure that you share and you like this comment or this video. Make sure that you comment below. Hit that bell notification if you are on our YouTube page. If you are on Facebook, click that share button. Tag a friend below that would benefit from this amazing content. And once again, thank you, Erica, for being here.
Thank you, David.
Okay, see you later, my dear audience. Make sure that you come back here every morning, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, to check out some of our latest content that will fill your heart with joy and with gozo. Thank you for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.